For listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Start here with They Might Be Giants and Boss of Me from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair, so I just stare at the stain on the wall where the TV been, but ever since we've moved in, it's been empty.
It is, it's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. 3, 6, 9,
12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is
27.
3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is
30,
3 times 9 is 27,
3 times 8 is
24, 3 times 7 is 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah, that's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby.
Yes, they did.
They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
From Schoolhouse Rock, it's 3 is a Magic Number from Bob Duro and Friends. They Might Be Giants did Boss of Me, theme song from Malcolm in the Middle, a show that I suspect has not aged terribly well, although I have not watched it. It might be great. I enjoyed it when it was first on, I know that. Here is some music from a band called The Underbirds. Haven't thought about them for a while, but it was a release, gosh, probably 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, from the late Morgan Taylor, from Gustav Yellowgold and Todd McHatton. And as I said, recorded as Underbirds, this song is called Here Comes My Friend.
I'm not afraid, the sun's peeking through. Thank you.
music in my feet. Can you hear this beat? Right here in my feet. And there's a melody and music in my hands. Can you hear this band? Right here in my hands. And I can clap my hands, and I can stomp my feet, and I can dance, and I can sing.
Favorite songs from Shine of the Moonbeams there, The Melody and Me, and Underbirds. Before that, Here Comes My Friend here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. My name's Bill Childs with you every week. Thanks for hanging out with me. Let's hear some Stevie Wonder. It's Master Blaster.
We'll be jamming until the break. algo en mi ser, lo siento en todo mi cuerpo. Happy thoughts, happy actions, pensamientos felices, acciones felices. Happy songs, happy dance, canciones felices. Violet felice. I feel it in my heart, I feel it in my soul, I feel it all over my body. Lo siento en mi corazón, lo siento en mi ser, lo siento en todo mi cuerpo. Happy land, happy friends, tierra feliz, amigos felices.
Worry about a thing, no, every little thing gonna be
It's Bob Marley, the Wailers, Three Little Birds here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. And friends, we're at the point of the show when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. So loudly, I can hear you all the way here in the studio, which is, as I have mentioned previously, soundproof. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" It's got to be pretty loud, right? You might get some other people involved, parents, grandparents, cousins, siblings, dogs, cats. Anybody around, get them yelling. Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do? Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock. Thank you for asking so politely and loudly at the same time. Those don't always go together, but sometimes they do. Before we proceed to rock, let's get some advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock, rock, rock. Don't spare the rock. Rock, rock, rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock, rock, rock. Don't spare the rock. Rock, rock, rock.
New music out of Minneapolis. It's Brian Russell. Why Say Little?
Why say little when you can say diminutive? Why use all the same old words? There is an alternative. Why say little when you can say diminutive?
Devour is when you quickly eat and eat. A rendezvous is when and where some people meet. Languid is when you've got no energy and ample means there's more than plenty. Heaven devoured the ample food. It made him languid, so he was late for our run. Is when you're alone and out of sight.
Why say little when you can say diminutive? Why use all the same old words when there is an alternative?
The bellicose boy knew he was bound for trouble, so he sought